Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill.
Oh, baby! Good morning here on a Tuesday. Doesn't feel like it. Favorite day of the week. Monday was great. Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. Got a couple great playoff games. Minnesota up 2 on the Denver Nuggets. T-Wolves look good. And Warrior fans, we were badly mistaken. It would have been a rough ride in a 7-game series, T-Wolves.
Those were the days, Vontae. You know what? We could hang. You know, I think we could beat the Thunder.
We can make a run
against the Timberwolves.
We can make a run. Knicks beat the Pacers, although the referees had a hand in it late in the game. Referees, it's not about you. It's about the players on the court. Let the players dictate the game, not you. I thought the Pacers got job last night.
I got Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah, they got job.
He's Italian, Bontae. We're known for flopping.
That offensive foul on Miles Turner was that was worse than Paige Becker's in UConn. When they got called for the offensive charge against Iowa, it was worse than that.
I thought Stan Van Gundy was very good on the call yesterday. Brian Anderson on TNT just going out. He's like, that is something that is never called late in the fourth quarter, ever.
I dare Dan Dibley to defend the officials late in the game last night.
Well, they already admitted they were wrong. Because they admitted they were wrong after, what is it, the 2-minute report or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, they admitted it.
They already admitted it?
Yeah, so it's okay.
Sad. Well, too bad for the Pacers. So you got that going on. The Giants are winning 600's road trip. We'll close the book off Farhan and pivot to the Warriors and Klay Thompson and what could go on there. But this Giants team is just bad. Let's go to Matt Arinda. Matt, what's happening?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's
How
up?
You doing?
I'm
morning.
Good, Matt. What up, corner? What up, corner pocket?
Well, look. Nobody got a shout out this morning, so I'm going to shout out all the overnight sprinklers that came up saving water, people not watering their lawns during the day. So shout out the overnight sprinklers. I'd like to shout out all the Warriors fans that didn't want Carl Anthony Towns. You guys did a good job on that one. But, you know, Vontae, you got baby Chaz, and I know you're starting to see the world through her eyes and what a delight that is. And as a father of two, you see me with my kids at the Warrior game.
Yep.
Like, there's nothing better than going to an event and watching your children just enjoying it and seeing it and learning the players, man. You're going to get there with baby Jazz. And the access she's going to get, boy, woo, that's amazing. But I'll tell you this. Here's the referendum on Farhan's ID. I don't want to take my kids to the Giants game. I just don't. And my son last year, he's a baseball player. He's a pretty good baseball player. He's young, playing Pinto. But, you know, like, he would rather have gone to the A's games. And when I ask him, I'm like, hey, what do you want to do? He's like, the Giants are losing. And I would love to take him to a Giants-Dodgers game, and maybe that would, maybe it's a good thing because it would stoke the rivalry in him, to see the Dodgers take over our park.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you don't want to take your kid, that's the deal.
Unbelievable. That's bad. That's where we're getting to. You don't even want to take your kid to the yard to watch this team because you're uninspired. By the way, shout out to YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union.
That's
upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. He's right. Matt Noren is right. Shout out to the overnight dancers. Shout out to all the cops, to Bart.
I thought I said overnight sprinklers.
Oh, he said overnight sprinklers. I said overnight dancers.
Oh, okay. There we go.
And maybe business is booming. We have the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame down the road. Maybe some people in town, some stragglers, wanted to get a good meal. The Go Club, who knows? But shout out to all everybody out there, Uber drivers,
got a great buffet,
teachers, students. Like I always say, like the great Tony Soprano, crack them damn books, kids. Crack them books. All right?
Of all the people you could say, I'm quoting Tony Soprano on reading books. That's what it is. Not Plato, not Aristotle, not Socrates.
Crack the books.
Tony Soprano.
Crack the books.
God,
you know
please.
What? You know what? I'm with you, 650. Here you go. 650.
By the way, the Dodgers are coming to Oakland this year, August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So he can do both. There you go.
He can do both. 650.
Taking the A's in that one.
Vontae. Mm-hmm. The NHL draft lottery is at 3:30 today. Send the Sharks your best vibes.
Mac,
you know what?
Celebrini time.
Celebrini. Let's go, baby. Let's go, Sharks.
Well,
let's get that number one pick.
Patrick Marleau, greatest Shark, right? San Jose Shark.
Last night. It's good vibes. Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. The vibes are starting to line up. It's all coming together.
The next franchise player here in this draft for the San Jose
Let's
Sharks.
Go, let's go, baby.
See.
Hey, I'm locked in. 3:30 NHL draft lottery. This is huge. The tank.
I want to take Benny. Have you taken baby Chance to a hockey game? Because hockey is one of those sports for kids. It's just, the child. Like, sharks are cool enough anyways.
Giant shark head.
Yeah, yes. They love it.
We saw the mascot. Benny gave the mascot, whoever it is. I don't know.
SJ Sharky.
We were at the Discovery Museum down in San Jose. Yeah. Very cool. I don't know if you've been there, baby Chance. Did the big fire truck.
Oh,
all the water playing and stuff. And he gave the shark a high five. Baby Nora, though, the one-year-old. No, not about that life.
Understandable.
She is very scared of any kind of mascot. Like, just clings to me with those daggers of fingernails she's got.
Totally understandable. I'll say this. Sharks games, I think that crowd is probably the most spirited crowd of all the teams
hockey
here
in general,
area.
Right?
Hockey in general.
Crowd.
Yeah. Sharks
go,
fans,
Sharks.
They are the only fan base I've ever seen that was like cheering during the pregame highlight reel. Like when they scored the goal in the pregame highlight reel, like they would cheer. Like that's how fired up they get for their Sharks. So hopefully the Sharks can win that lottery today. Bring in Macklin Celebrini. They had Will Smith last year. He's come along well. If the Sharks could get that going again, man, talk about filling a void.
It was great to see Patrick Marleau yesterday inducted. One of the greatest Sharks, if not the greatest Shark in franchise history. So the good vibes are there. Yeah, Brian Sabian. It was a who's who at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame yesterday. Guru came alongside me. Guru had a great time, even though he was in his bow tie all damn day. But he had a great time down there at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame.
Patrick Marleau played for 24 years.
24 years, dude.
24 years.
Yeah. Hey, look.
That's unbelievable.
49er Rider.
It's not an easy sport,
no,
people.
No, it's not. 49er Rider said, I've never been to a hockey game. Aren't the Sharks pretty bad? Yeah, they are bad right now. But now's the perfect time to go to a game.
Yes. Especially if you have
tickets
kids.
Available.
See, well, we were just having a caller, Matt, saying he doesn't even want to go. The kid doesn't want to go to the track. I'll go to a hockey game that's bad. You
there
know what?
You go.
It's going to be fun at least. I might see a fight. I might see something like that.
Yep.
I don't know if Benny wants to watch. Actually, he might want to watch that. But, like, that's the thing we're talking about here.
I want to pick a fight.
Baseball on its own is very difficult to bring the children to anyways. Like, the lack of attention span, there's not a lot of, you know, the pace of play maybe a little bit. But even then, your eyes wander, and I'm not paying attention to every pitch. Like, basketball and hockey and, hell, football, those are the ones if you have a 4, 5, 6-year-old that you're kind of like, eh.
Yep.
And maybe a little less so football because it gets a little rowdy if you're not in nice seats. But yeah, baseball's a tough sell right now for the little ones. And that's the thing the Giants have done so well on, I think, more so than any other team. In their heyday, Bonte, they sold the family atmosphere. Come out with your family. I used to go with my dad all the time.
You come out with the family, but you're also good. Let's not mistake.
No, but
you got to be good too.
No, but even in the down years, like I go to those games and go to the atmosphere of AT&T Park, then now Oracle Park, Like, it was just a good time at the yard. And right now, and you it's just...
You know what? Kids will have a good time because there's a lot of things to do at the yard, especially at Oracle.
The Coke Slide's still doing it for
you? Slide. Well, they, even behind center field, they got, like, skee ball. They've got an arcade down there.
Do
The 415 Club. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a nice
they have, like, a
nice
they have, like, a little beach when you walk in there now. They, like, changed all the outside,
no, it's,
right?
It's a great time out. It's just, they're going to go watch a team that can't score more than three runs. Let's go to Robin in the city. Robin, what's happening? Good morning, Shiga.
Sugar, I'm so glad you took my call. I was able to get you. So there's not really to talk about the Giants. We were at the club yesterday. I'm serious. You know, they were like, oh, they're sad. So my question is, we all know Gabe Kapler was the scapegoat. Do you still think he should have been there? The second thing I want to say is the guy who called in talking about congratulations, Warriors, you messed up on Carl Anthony Townsend. I just hate people and their revisionist history. Carl Anthony Townsend. And it took years, okay, years him. And no, I don't care what y'all say. We always go on what's going on right now. Anthony Townsend, you know, it's now. All of a sudden, he's great. All of a sudden, he's just because he's doing good. Like, Ant is Michael Jordan. I mean, we need to just stop this stuff sometimes and let people grow. But Carl Anthony Townsend, in my opinion, Bonte, he's still soft. Bye.
had a great game last night.
You know, Carl Anthony Towns might be the guy they move on from because of the contract and because they have Naz Reid and Rudy Gobert. They fit very well together alongside Anthony Davis. He may be a guy that's expendable. He's still a really good player. Carl Anthony Towns' talent has never been the question. It's been the passion and the drive, and sometimes he's just not a smart player. You heard Anthony Edwards in that presser last week saying, stop fouling, dude. You foul too much. Well, stop hacking.
I wouldn't use the word soft with Carl Anthony Towns. The guy has come back from a meniscus injury, and he's looked like he hasn't skipped the beat.
He doesn't look soft.
I'm not using the word soft for Carl Anthony Towns right now. No. I mean, no Rudy Gobert, no protection in the paint. Okay. All right, Carl Anthony Towns, you're a 7-footer. Go play like one. And he did like that yesterday. Jokic did not play well. Murray did not play well. Again, we're talking about the NBA basketball. It's like two different sports. It is two different sports, but just two different leagues we're talking about when it comes to like professional and AAA when we're talking Giants. But what's going on in the NBA playoffs right now is just, you know, they're talking, they're comparing right now. I'm seeing on TV, they're comparing Anthony Edwards to Jalen Brunson. Who's better right now? Who's having a better playoffs?
That's the
No. I know. I'm just saying. That's the level of play we're talking about right now in the playoffs. With some of these young guys, the future is now. That's what you've been saying, Bonte. I don't know when the future is and what the future holds for the San Francisco Giants. I don't know what it is, but it's not looking good. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Just to try to put a bow on this conversation when it comes to the Giants and Farhan. Well, because the route on the table is they're not doing anything right now with them. I don't know what they're going to do in the future.
Well, Robin asked, you know, should they have fired Gabe Kapler?
He was the fall guy.
He was the fall guy, Robin. But my thought was, you should have got rid of both of them. It was a perfect time to say, you know what, 5 years, this is going a new direction. You're at a dead end right now. But instead, you allow Farhan, whether you like it or not, I always believed, and there's people around the organization believe that he did force out Bochy. Now Bochy was losing his fastball. I do think it was time for a change. With that said, it sucks watching Bochy win the World Series in Texas. Ran off the greatest manager in Giants history. Now, you do that, and then you hire Gabe Kapler, who had a very subpar tenure in Philadelphia. We had Howard Eskin on yesterday. He told us. Angelo Cataldi told us. You're hiring Gabe Kapler? Come on now. And in the entire introductory press conference, ran into Ann Killian yesterday. Shout out Ann Killian, San Francisco Chronicle. We were discussing that first ever introductory press conference with Gabe Kapler, where they basically were defending their actions in the Dodgers minor league system. That's all they did for the first 40 minutes of that presser. So you hired Kapler, an unpopular move, with baggage, and then you allowed to fire him and treat him as a scapegoat? We have bigger issues than Gabe Kapler.
I always appreciated the transparency of Gabe Kapler, too. I think he was dealt a very unfortunate hand here with the Giants. I don't think he had much say in what was going on. I think he got the script, if you will, handed to him before the Broadway production and says, go do this. If you need to have a couple ad-libs here and there, well, just go through me first, Farhan Zaidi being that guy, the director, if you will, and then we'll see what goes on. But I have nothing but kind things to say about Gabe Kapler because I was the last guy who spoke to him at this station. So there you go. That's my claim to fame here, 95.7. Gabe Kapler and Joe Shasky tried to invite himself onto like whatever Gabe Kapler was doing.
Oh, I did.
Going to eat at restaurants and stuff like that. You know. And I had to tell him to relax.
You know, actually, I had a chance to catch up with Gabe on Friday night at the Coliseum. So he's doing well. Miami is treating him very well.
He's probably doing
He's not big on the nightlife, though. We didn't have a huge conversation about that. But it was nice to see Gabe again.
About the nightlife.
That's true.
He's hanging out with Jimmy Butler at the F1.
There you go. Yeah, him and Jimmy Butler are
sit down and spill his nightlife shenanigans with Sam Lovett. I'm sorry.
He might.
South Beach, Miami.
I need Kapler going to Cuba is what I need. Kapler in Havana.
You know what? He saw me. He had a big old smile on his face. He extended his hand to shake my hand. We chatted for a few minutes. It was good to see him. You know, we had a fun little conversation catching up.
And did he trade Rice?
Then I'm looking over. He's in the dugout on his phone for like 20 minutes. I'm like, what's that all about? All of a sudden, Jeff Passan pops up on my phone. It's like, oh.
So is the Giants are free falling right now, and I'm not shutting out Tom Petty.
R.I.P.
I don't know if it's R.I.P. Tom Petty.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Giants won a 600s road trip. This did break yesterday. We didn't dive all the way into it, but we're going to start to do it, especially with Cousin Nick coming on as we shift back to NBA playoffs. Shams Charania, The Athletic, brought up something that we've been discussing all season long when it comes to Klay Thompson.
The Magic can open up in excess of $60 million in cap space this offseason. So there are going to be players, when you think about free agency and other moves that can be made. You look at scoring. In Game 7, obviously struggled a little bit to score the ball, especially in the second half of the game when the Cavs and Donovan Mitchell kept coming for them. So you look at the point guard position, but also shooting and scoring on the wing. And one name to keep an eye on, Klay Thompson. I'm told there is mutual interest between the Magic and Klay Thompson. Oh. Thompson, along with several other vets around the league, are looking at the Magic as a situation where if you plug in a guy like Klay Thompson, you plug in another veteran player, whether it be at the point guard position, the shooting guard position, this team can make a real jump around Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. Both guys, Paolo Banchero already a star, already a guy that's been a part of Team USA. Franz Wagner has the ability to potentially be an all-star as well. But if you plug in some more shooting and scoring, I think that's what can take this Orlando team to another level.
So we've been on this as Orlando's one of the worst shooting teams in the league. And we saw that come to fruition in Game 7 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. They couldn't hit a shot in the second half. Couldn't hit an outside jumper. Didn't have a lot of guys who could space the floor. Paolo Banchero's a star. I love Paolo Banchero. Think you could build around him. What he did in that playoff series, the youngest player to average, over 25, 7, and 5 or something like that?
He's the Italian Stallion, man.
He is a baller. But you look at three-point percentage this year in the regular season. Orlando, all the way at 24th, shooting 35% from three. All right? Three-point makes per game. Orlando, all the way towards the tail end of the season. Now, they didn't up, surprisingly. Orlando here, where are they at, Orlando, 30th in the league. Dead last in three-point makes per game.
Yeah, they couldn't hit anything. They had that 18-point lead, Bonte, and it was gone in a second because they couldn't hit a shot after that. They just need someone that is respectable on the outside to just, you know, have gravity. That's the term we use here, right? The spacing.
Mm-hmm.
The spacing to have a guy like Paolo Banchero to do whatever he wants in the middle of that floor is what a guy like Klay Thompson could help with potentially if you were to sign there.
In the series against the Cleveland Cavaliers, Orlando shot 30.9% from three. The only teams worse, the Lakers, the Cavaliers, and the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
Come on, Pelican.
Three of those four teams are home, and Cleveland will be home in about five or six games against Boston.
Yep.
So Orlando needs shooting. Now, Dub Nation, it's out there now. And the rumor's been catching steam. Klay Thompson, Orlando. They've got plenty of money to spend. They can sign Malik Monk and Klay Thompson. And pair them.
That'd be a great offseason for them.
With Wagner and Banchero.
That'd be a great offseason for them.
All right.
Specifically Monk, because he's still young enough to where it's like, okay, he could be a part of this. He can be a slasher for you, too. Guy that could get a shot off whenever he wants to. I mean, he was unbelievable in that Warriors series last year.
He was
unbelievable.
Now, how about this? I think they also need a point guard, a veteran in the room.
Oh, no. Not Cliff. Paul.
No,
his brother?
I'm talking Chris.
Oh.
I'm talking CP3. Ryan Russillo from The Ringer agrees.
It's funny because I actually think like two Warriors would fit the bill here.
Oh.
You go, all right, well, could Chris Paul play 20 minutes and unclog some of these? Because what I don't want them to do is I don't want them to bring in somebody so ball dominant that then it takes away from some of Paolo's possessions. It's one of the hardest things with all these talented players, be like who overlaps and then who complements with their skill set or really even their mindset of how they want to attack the game. So I think they need some kind of guard that's a little bit more deferential that could still shoot. But you know, I don't know what people think of Chris Paul now at this point. And I don't know if this team would be good enough for him to sign on for less money. And that's why I still think Clay is going to make a lot of money somewhere. Because on top of everything else, he's a great teammate. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
And I think despite the Sacramento game and the play-in elimination, he salvaged himself somewhat this season from the lows of him, you know, almost having these open therapy sessions with the media after the game, which is not surprising for somebody like him and his stature to go through everything he went through.
So, my boy Sabo on YouTube, where's Sabo at? Because we got to bet that Clay's going to make at least $30 million per year.
He must be a One Piece fan.
Yeah, Sabo, talk to me. If Clay does sign for $30 million, what you got for me? Because we got a bet. I don't even know what the bet is. Maybe somebody on YouTube can remind me.
I don't know. What bet? What is that?
You know, he was saying, oh, Bonte, Clay's not getting 25. I said, man, he's not going to get 25. He's going to get 30.
It's a lot of cash. I don't know if the Warriors would be willing to do that.
But our Warrior fans, I know we keep saying we need change. You may have to break apart the big three. But are you really ready for the big three to be broken apart? Are you really ready for that? Are you ready to go into next season knowing that number 11, Klay Thompson, is no longer wearing a Warrior uniform? See, I'm not ready to deal with that reality. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'd say it's split. Shout out James McAvoy. Great movie. M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, that was a great movie. Right now. That was a great movie.
The sequel sucked. It wasn't Mr. Glass or whatever. Yeah. That one sucked.
Was that with Samuel L. Jackson
and
all
Bruce
those guys?
Willis. Yeah, they tried to merge it with Unbreakable. Yeah. It just didn't happen. Yeah. But I think the fan base is split. I think emotionally, half of them saw this past season, saw how it ended, and the writing was on the wall and said something needs to happen. And if that is Klay Thompson, I'm at peace with that. The guy's won 4 championships. If he can get paid elsewhere, that's fine. The other half, I think, are now in the run it back mindset, saying, you know what? I'm going to go down with this ship. I'm going with Klay. Pay him. We've already locked up Draymond. We have Steph. Let's just run it back with this core three, the Splash Bros and Draymond, and let's see what happens. And we can make some tweaks elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I think the fan base is split, truly.
Yep.
How do you feel about that?
I think they're split, too. I do think this is a tough realization.
What'd you have? A truly?
It's tough to just think that the big three might not be back next season together. And I think a lot of Warrior fans, we've all had this illusion that they're all going to retire together in one uniform. Which is really hard to do. It really is. And a testament to the Warriors.
Disney endings don't happen all the time.
It doesn't always. No. Most of the time.
Yeah.
By the way, Burke of the Creek, what's Jamal Murray's punishment going to be? Burke, I do not know. Probably get a fine. At the minimum, he'll get fined.
And he's referencing Jamal Murray yesterday in the blowout loss. He had a heating pad that he slid out onto the court, threw it out there. And thankfully, in Carl Anthony Towns, it was a Timberwolves possession. And he actually had a layup. Or like a little jumper, but I'm shocked no one stepped on it or slipped on it. I think he should be suspended, personally. That could have caused a serious injury, and I don't think he will get suspended because it is the playoffs, Bonte. They are the defending champions, but he should be.
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter. Warriors are defending champions. They pop Draymond anyway. You know what I'm saying? For a lot less.
Doesn't have the history of Draymond Green.
Well, he had the flagrant point, but by the time LeBron teabagged him, you know, that was, you know, whatever.
Still,
I don't know what it's
that
series,
still hurt
first
you
of all,
8 years ago.
First of all, the Denver Minnesota series is over. I'm sorry.
Really? You're not giving the defending champs any respect going forward? Really?
I gave them they get a lot of respect. Minnesota's just a better team.
Wow.
This one is over. Over! I'm guaranteeing it.
I said it. Oh, you're going Charles Barkley.
I'm going full Barkley. Minnesota's going to the conference finals. They're going to the conference finals.
I'm still leaning on the Nuggets in 7. I'd still got to see it.
I don't see him winning 4 games in 5 nights.
Okay.
We'll ask Cousin Nick. Nick Friedell's going to join us on the other side. We'll discuss Clay's future, what's going down in Orlando, the NBA. Jimmy Butler, we didn't even get to Pat Riley yet.
We need to get
into
that.
What Pat Riley said. Maybe we'll come back with the cut.
Yes.
We'll come back with it. We'll come back with Pat Riley, and then we'll bring in Cousin Nick.
Cousin Nick is based down in Florida, so he knows a thing or two about the Magic and about the Heat.
Heat culture, baby. Spinotti here for Shasky. Carter, what up? What up, Carter? Love it. Coming in with some good takes today. You've never sounded better.
That's because we're talking baseball.
Oh, that's it. You're one trick, Cody? Damn. Well, way to limit yourself. Way to limit yourself. Should have said, that's when you come in. Well, I'm well-rounded. Instead, you limited
yourself. No, he's keeping his NBA takes close to the vest.
No, I'm being humble in this one.
When we were filling in for you guys, he had a Trae Young to the Warriors take.
Oh, gosh. Oh yeah. You want to talk about lighting the YouTube chat up?
Oh, boy.
They did not like that one.
Yeah,
oh, I thought I insulted all their mothers at once or something.
I don't like
my
it.
God.
You just brought up Trae Young. I don't even know what the deal had.
I kind of want to lean in more to it just to enrage them even more.
Yeah, no, let's not do that. It's a Tuesday morning. We're all feeling good. We're all in a good mood. And Cousin Nick, he brings us all into the good mood. He puts, well, maybe not Warrior fans. Cousin Nick knows how to ride a Warrior fans a little bit.
Every
but he's coming up.
He's coming.
But he's coming up. Bronzy by Chilton Auto Body.
Yeah, for him to say that, you know, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? You know, if you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut and your criticism of those games.
What up, what up? This is Big Pump from South City. You are now listening to The Morning Motherfucking Rose with my boys Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Big Pun, what up?
God, I love Big Pun.
Big Pun, by the way, sending some takes on Farhan, but it's not even worth playing on the air because you would need about 900 bleeps on 3 messages.
Oh, he dropped F-bombs every other word.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we can't even have him call into the show. Literally, he called into the show, and his first 3 words was an F-bomb. It's like, you know what, Big Pun, just don't call. You just send us Instagram messages. We'll listen to the voice memos. We'll decide whether or not we're going to play them. And these Farhan cuts that he had, he's out on, let me just say, he's out on Farhan's ID. And there's just too many bleeps to bleep in this message. Big, it's not even worth it.
Big Pun Bonte has his finger on the pulse of every Bay Area franchise. He gets it, man.
He does.
He gets it. He knows it. When he called in, just hate talking the Cowboys last year, whether it's that, whether it's the Warriors and their future, or whether it's Farhan, Big Pun knows his stuff.
Listen, I'm with Estimated Eyes. F-bombs just happened.
What's that name? Estimated Eyes.
Hey, listen, F-bombs just happened. They just happened. I mean, I almost dropped a couple S-bombs last week.
Oh.
I had to catch myself.
I may have dumped one on air.
Yeah, did you? What were we talking about?
I don't know.
What got me so distraught?
It was an under-the-breath one, too, which means you were really angry. Yeah. It wasn't like a straight one.
Right.
It was one of those you say under your breath when you're really disappointed or angry. That's what it was.
I mean,
you might have been talking about the landscape of the NBA playoffs.
Oh,
how it's not looking good for the old guard.
Yeah. Your boy was a little depressed.
Yes.
Like Lonnie Walker.
I don't know. What do you want me to do? Yeah. The Lonnie Walker game.
That was
the downfall. We all knew it was the Lonnie Walker. Walker game, the downfall was
looking at Spadoni saying, I am depressed.
The candle stays lit with Lonnie Walker.
It's somewhere Cousin Nick is laughing away.
You know what's sad in that series? We thought Darvin Ham was out coaching Steve Kerr. What a time. Darvin Ham's now gone. And Steve Kerr is going to be the head coach of Team USA basketball.
It's going to be a chaotic offseason. And we knew LeBron James was going to make some things happen. But on the line is it Odyssey NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Listen, Cousin Nick. It's good to have you on today, man. First of all, let's start with this. Spadoni in for Shasky. Pat Riley. Oh. And I love when the Godfather speaks because he doesn't speak often. But boy, did he speak yesterday. Tyler Hero, yeah, he's a bit fragile. Jimmy Butler, probably should just play and not talk too much about the New Year. I mean, Pat Riley was in rare form yesterday, Nick. Good morning to you, by the way.
B, it's Spadone. It's great to be with y'all, first and foremost.
What's up, buddy?
As far as Riley goes, he's basically the only person left in the league who would say that kind of stuff. And he has the respect within that organization specifically to get up at those press conferences at the end of the year and speak his mind. I remember it was either last year or the year before he was challenging Ira Winderman, who has been one of the writers down there for like 30 years. He challenged him to a push-up contest. So anything can happen as far as Pat Riley goes in the moment. And we saw another example of that. But specific to the Jimmy stuff, I thought it was really interesting because what it means clearly is that Riley was really pissed off at Jimmy for creating that video or having it be taped, and he's been upset that he hasn't been able to stay on the floor. Now, the Heat aren't close to the two finals appearances they made in the last few years without Jimmy Butler, but if you're trying to read between the lines, you wonder, if Riley's saying that publicly, what is he saying privately, and does that factor into whether or not Jimmy is going to stay there at least for a couple more years.
Spadoni, I love that Riley went out there like that.
Oh, he's the best.
I love that.
That hair, the Gordon Gekko lifestyle. Yep. I love me some Pat Riley, and it's true, so true, Nick, that there's just that he's like a dying breed right there. Like, you don't see that any. Like, I could not imagine any other GM going at their star player like Pat Riley did with Jimmy Butler there and putting him on notice, but he does have the respect around the league. I want to get your thoughts before we get into the offseason and what's going on with potentially the Magic and Klay Thompson. What has been your main takeaway or story right now in the playoffs? Because it's me, Bonte, and I've been talking about it. The young guard is here to take over right now. Whether it's Anthony Edwards, whether it's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Luka, Kyrie, Jalen Brunson going off. We know about Tatum and Brown. What's been your overall takeaway of the playoffs thus far, Nick?
I think it has to be Ian Edwards. Because when you see the way he's performed in these spots over and over again, and the way he's given belief to the rest of the guys on that team, I thought he was going to be really, really good. And all three of us had those conversations back the last couple of years. If only he had fallen to where the Warriors were at.
Don't remind us, Nate.
Well, exactly. Like, he would have fit, and it made so, so much sense. That his game could have had the growth and been the bridge that everybody wanted it to be out there in the Bay. It didn't happen. The Timberwolves made the selection, but I'd be lying to y'all if I thought that I saw this, especially just a few years after being selected number one. He has been unbelievable. His confidence is growing, and you can tell with the way he's playing that he's making everybody else around him believe. And certainly, guys, they're not the same type of player, that's clear. But what it reminds me of from a distance is watching Derrick Rose in Chicago. Because when you saw Derrick and the way he performed, there were nights he'd do stuff. And you'd look at the bench and you'd be like, these guys, they're going nuts because they know. And then we know with the knee injuries, what happened, everything changed. But that's what I'm seeing as I watch this Timberwolves team come into its own, and who knows what's going to happen the rest of the series and beyond. But to me, Anthony Edwards is the story of this postseason so far, and he continues to show just how dominant he can be in stretches.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, Nick, because you used to do a lot of shows here, obviously, with us on here, and it was during that pre-draft process back in that pandemic season, right, when you had LaMelo Ball, you had James Wiseman, and obviously Anthony Edwards going number one overall out of Georgia. And you remember the conversations around Anthony Edwards back then? Doesn't care. Likes football more. You know, Steve Kerr said he worked him out. Oh, yeah, Steph does this in his sleep. I mean, you have a long ways to go. If we had the number one pick, we wouldn't have taken you. I think that was just a little motivation factor for him because he knew that they weren't going to be able to get him. But those pre-draft analysis and stuff like that, and then I see a player that is clearly going to be the face of the league. Hell, maybe by the end of this postseason run, I just got to laugh every time. We just had the NFL draft with some of these things, and whether it's coaches, whether it's media leaking it out there for other teams to try to get them to fall, it kind of pisses me off, actually, when I hear stuff like that, and I see the level of player he's become now.
Well, Spadone, what it reminds you and what it should remind anybody listening to us right now is the truth of the matter is nobody really knows anything for sure. I mean, it's just, that's just reality. Nobody knows. It's why I laugh, and we just saw the NFL draft, obviously, a little while ago, and they're passing out grades, and you're going, oh, this guy doesn't really fit here, and this guy, this was a reach. Nobody knows. You just don't know. You've got to let the process play out. And in the case specifically of Anthony Edwards, nobody thought that he could turn into this type of player a couple years into the career he's building. He has done it. I don't think anybody thought that Wiseman, to use the Warriors example, could be this type of bust this quickly.
Yeah.
And he was. It just didn't happen for him. And LaMelo, obviously, he's been hurt, so he hasn't been able to show exactly what he wanted. But it's all of these sports. There's so much hype around the draft, but you just have to take a deep breath sometimes and say, all right, let's see where this goes a few years from now. If you're a Timberwolves fan, it couldn't have worked out any better, though, because what it has done, and it's very clear in the way the postseason has worked out and beyond, he's become the face of this team. Mm-hmm. And it was a face change that they needed desperately because Towns, for as talented as he's always been, he was just never that number one guy. Mm-hmm. Anthony Edwards is, and there's a reason why Minnesota has the momentum that they do.
No, you're spot on there, Nick. You're so spot on there about the Karl-Anthony Towns line. Anthony Edwards is more equipped for that role. And you saw the way somebody in our YouTube chat is spot on when they said the way Karl-Anthony Towns looked at Anthony Edwards after game three in Phoenix when Ant was saying, just stop fouling, dude. Stop fouling. We need you on the court. And Kat was basically like, yeah, you're right. You're the leader of this team. I need to listen. By the way, Nick Friedell on the line. He's an Odyssey NBA insider. Of course, insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track, all-wheel drive, and standard third-row seating. All right, real quick, before we get to Klay Thompson, real quickly, Is this Minnesota's title to lose? Because I'm having a hard time envisioning some team left in these playoffs that could beat them four times in seven games.
D, they're built in such a way where you've got to really believe exactly that, especially with the way they've come out and just dominated Denver. Now, I am sitting here now, and I was texting with a couple of my friends even the last few hours, and I said, I don't think Denver is completely dead yet with Jokic, although Murray just, he doesn't look like himself. I just have too much faith, I guess, in Jokic to be able to turn things around. But Minnesota looks unbelievable. And then, Gobert didn't even play.
I know. Crazy.
He didn't even play. I would say this. Having watched what we've seen, it's still as great as Anthony Edwards has been and as solid as Towns has looked at times. It's still difficult for me to believe that a team that is this young can put it all together to a point where they just clean house and knock everybody out and win a title this year. Usually, history tells us that it takes at least a year or two for a team to play like this in the postseason. To me, I would still take Boston. But that's only because Boston has been there three or four different times at this point, and you think, all right, it's finally Tatum's time to lift them through. But with the way Minnesota is playing, and I say this as somebody who just didn't think that Towns could continue to raise the level of his own game the way that he has, they deserve all the credit. And more than anything else, this is a fan. It's fun to watch Edwards play. It's fun to see him. So they have to be feeling great about where they're at. I think Boston just has a little bit of an edge still based on what they've done in the postseason before.
I can't wait to see it. I think Minnesota matches up very well with them, but I respect your opinion, Nick. Real quick, Orlando, you're down there. You're from there. What is it, chatter? Are they ready to roll out the red carpet and get all the yachts out there on the coast? And I know Orlando's in Central Florida, but get Mickey Mouse and Harry Potter at the airport.
Some astronauts.
For Klay Thompson. Are they ready to put out a full court press for Klay Thompson, Nick?
You know what cracks me up is, and we've been hearing about the Orlando chatter with Klay for months.
For months.
It's obviously not new. This is not a new thing.
Right.
That, hey, the Magic have space, and Klay might like it here, and he's an older guy with a younger team. It fits on so many levels. The thing that makes me laugh as a true Orlando native is, knowing Klay the little bit that I know him, having covered that team for a few years, I think he would love Orlando on a personal level. And as we know with Klay, that's part of his persona. Let me hop in my boat. I don't think he's not taking that boat down to practice like he does with the Warriors in the Bay. But he can leave practice, be at his house in 15 minutes on a lake somewhere, and just drive around and live the dream out there. The reason I'm hesitant on the Magic and Klay marriage is only because I'm curious to see what the price point would be.
Right.
On a basketball level, B, it makes a hell of a lot of sense. On a personal level for Klay, it makes a hell of a lot of sense. But I'm balancing that against Lacob and Klay both saying, they want to stay there. They want him to stay there forever and ever. The relationship that Klay has certainly with Steph and Draymond and being one of the faces of the golden era team that we all have seen for so long. And everybody loves Klay, but, and it's a very big but, are you willing to pay Klay big money for what you see moving forward?
Right.
Because what we've seen, and you guys watch it day to day, as close as anybody, he's just not, it's not even like, oh, it's not the same Klay Thompson. He's just not a very consistent player at this stage. You just don't know what you're going to get. There's still very high highs, but there are too many low lows. On a basketball level, though, for a young team that needs shooting, that needs leadership, that needs a guy to come in, that all those younger guys are going to look at and respect, it does make sense. But I wouldn't cross the line and say, all right, I expect it to happen in a couple months, just right. because I don't think the Magic, who have built this team very carefully, finally, with all these draft picks they've built in a culture that they love, are going to just throw all kinds of crazy money at Klay Thompson at this stage of his career, unless they think that he's the best option and there aren't other options left.
Maybe so Malik Monk. Maybe Malik Monk, Nick. Maybe Malik Monk running the team.
See, that's the name to me that I would keep just as close of an eye on, because I think Monk, with the way he can score and with the way he fits in, that would help them immensely. I would only say this, having been around the Magic a fair amount the last couple seasons, they are huge on culture.
Yep.
And I've watched Klay, really closely these last few years. I know what he can do to a room when he's locked in and he wants to help the younger guys. I remember talking to Wiseman about Klay, and Wiseman just singing his praises about how he took him out on the boat and he was trying to build up his confidence. So I think that all plays into it. But I'd say the Magic, more than most teams, they want guys who fit what they've already built, especially with the success that Vaquero and that group has started to have now. I think Klay would fit, but depending again on the price point, I think Monk may fit a little bit better.
Yep.
So all things being equal, Nick, if this is the last time we've seen Klay Thompson in a Golden State Warriors uniform, is it more likely that Klay Thompson moves off of the Golden State Warriors or the Warriors move off of Klay Thompson?
I think if we're on the seesaw percentage-wise, Fedone, I would say that it's Klay who finally moves off the Warriors, because if you've got your crystal ball, you're looking ahead to what's coming in the next couple months in the future, and you're saying, okay, Klay is beloved in the Bay. There are so many people in that organization, and you live it every day. Like, they love Klay, but do they want to pay Klay the same way? Mm. And again, I'm not saying that I know Klay extraordinarily well, but I like to think I have a good read on his personality. And I think if the Warriors come with an offer that he doesn't feel is befitting for him at this stage of his career, given what he's done, it just wouldn't surprise me if a team, whether it's Orlando or somebody else, comes in with a lot more money and says, hey, Klay, a change of scenery would be great for you. You can help the young group that we have in place, and you can start to reinvent yourself and your game in a place that really wants you. And that's always my question with Klay and the Warriors and their future. Klay is beloved, but he's beloved for what happened before. All these years leading up to all this time, but then the injuries happened and it was awful, and he's built his way back. But I just don't know if the Warriors, and specifically the money that they will value him at price point wise, is going to be the same as another one of these teams that says, we can get the most out of Klay Thompson and he can help our young group. It just doesn't feel like a fit the same way that it would for a Steph or a Draymond. But B and Spadone, the key, and I think it is crucial in these next couple months, is just how close is that relationship still between Klay and Joe Lacob? Because Joe Lacob flatly has said repeatedly to me and several other people over time, Klay is never leaving. I always want Klay to be here. So if it's a question of money between Orlando and Golden State, or Golden State and some other team, at what point does Joe Lacob say, hey, Klay has given everything to us.
Right.
We don't want him to ever wear another jersey. Let's get it closer to even up, and let's force him to make the choice if he really does want to leave. So that's the relationship to keep in mind to me, as you're trying to add up where he may or may not go. I just know that the relationship between those two guys has always been very, very solid. And I still,
as much as the speculation has already started, I would be a little bit surprised if Clay were anywhere other than in the Bay when next season starts.
Real quick, Nick, we're up against it here. 30 seconds or less. Does Philadelphia fit into the equation with Klay Thompson, or is that a market that you just don't see Klay Thompson going to? It's a little rougher out there in Philadelphia. You know, we've had our experiences here on the Morning Rose in Philadelphia. How would that fly? Because they're going to have about $65 million in cap space.
B, I don't see it.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't see it because if you're Klay, and not only do you love to be by the water and all that stuff, if you're Klay and you have that first 3-for-15 game and Philly is booing the living you-know-what out of him, how's he going to respond in a situation where he very clearly on that team would not be anywhere close to the guy?
No doubt.
It's all possible. We've seen crazier things in the NBA. But, again, from a fit standpoint, the team that would make a lot of sense for a variety of reasons is the Magic, and I am just as curious as anybody else to see how it plays out in these next couple months and what he ends up deciding.
This is going to be one chaotic offseason. It's reminding me of the 2019 offseason with all those guys are on the move. Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George getting traded. It feels like that offseason coming up for the NBA should be a fascinating time. Nick, we'll catch up before the playoffs are over. Minnesota, I'm banking on them to win this championship, man. I think they match up well, but we shall see. But what a surprise. Out with the old, in with the new. The new babies in the NBA, SGA, Anthony Edwards and company, are taking over this league, man. It's been fun to watch. Nick, always fun to talk to you, brother.
Thanks,
Take
Nick.
Care.
Guys, I miss you, and it's great to hear y'all's voices. I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, Nick. We love you too, man. We miss
love
you, man.
Guy.
Cousin Nick here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. One of my favorites, man. Just a good all-around guy. He's tapped in with Orlando. What is going on with Klay Thompson? Let's go to Samita real quick before we recap the Cousin Nick. Samita, Los Gatos. What's happening, Samita?
What's up, Samita?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. So on the Klay Thompson issue, I mean, I've been hearing these rumors about him and the Magic. I think it might be a good fit for Klay. For the Warriors, though, if you look at Klay's performance this last year, and while all of his percentages are within range of where he's historically been, his real plus minus on the floor this last season was a minus one. And so are you going to pay a guy like that $30 or $40 million because of his history with the Warriors? I think part of our problem is we are paying for rewarding past performance instead of future potential. If I got a guy who's minus one when he's on the floor, that's not a good deal for the Warriors, if you ask me. The Warriors need to really think about what's best for them going forward.
Samita,
I think mutually beneficial decision.
What if I told you, Samita, and keep her on the line, because I think this is a good call. I don't get caught up in the plus-minus as a lot of people do, like, because it context matters, right? Who's he playing with? Who's in the lineup? Who's on the court with him or whatnot? But what if I told you, Samita, that he shot 41% from three post-All-Star break and 46% from the floor and averaged 19? He actually shot better from Steph in terms of efficiency. Does that count for anything?
Yeah, except for then he scored 0 points.
Yeah, I mean, that was tough.
Yeah. I mean, we had the same number of points in that game. So, I mean, I this has always been a thing with Klay is that, you know, you just never know when he's running hot and when he's running cold, especially lately. And I get that he's coming off these massive injuries and he's brought himself all the way back. I just think financially, given where the team is right now, can you wait again for him to wait until after the All-Star break to have,
you know,
kind of pick it up?
You can't.
No.
Yeah.
It's a good point. It's a good point. But also, and thank you for the call. I just am having a hard time also picturing this team without Klay Thompson going forward. And to your point, the reality setting in for some Warriors fans that it could be, it already was the last dance for that big three. Iguodala, obviously, he's already gone, and potentially next with Klay. He already re-signed Draymond, he re-signed Steph, so they're going to be in here for the next few years. But the guy I would look to keep is Klay Thompson. The guy I would look to move off of, and whether it's attaching something to it, is Andrew Wiggins. That's the guy I look at last year. And I know Clay had his moments, and I know she brought up the last game, and it's hard for me to encapsulate everything into one game because that feels unfair. I mean, the team as a whole was in that position, Bonte, and no one on that team played well in that game. No one. Nobody. They no-showed. They did. Nobody. The Kings went in there and kicked their ass. That's what happened. Up in Sacramento, at the Golden 1 Center, that is what happened. And Klay Thompson didn't make a shot. And if that's the lasting image, yes, it hurts, but that's not who Klay Thompson is, and I don't think that represents what he was last season in a Golden State Warriors uniform.
I don't either. One bad game's not going to overshadow everything, but you know what?
It's fresh in your mind, though. I get it.
We used 13 games in the previous run when they lost to the Lakers at 6, and we used those 13 games, 7 against Sacramento, 6 against the Lakers, and a lot of people pinpointed those playoff series and looked at Klay Thompson and said, well, we don't care that he led the league in threes, made threes. We don't care that he shot 41%. We care of how he looked when the season ended, and he didn't look good. Hell, Joe Lacob sat in the studio and said it himself. Klay's got to be better. We all agree with that. But that whole team had to be better during that playoff series. But the realization that Klay Thompson may not be here. How many people are buying the Orlando Magic theory that he may sign? I want to know a percentage because you just said it, Spadoni. It's hard for yourself to envision Klay Thompson not wearing a Warrior uniform. Well, I'm going to open up the lines. 888-957-9570. That's the number. That's the Xfinity Mobile text line. 888-957-9570. What is the percentage Warrior fans are putting on Klay Thompson being back in the Warriors uniform? How many people that love the Warriors, and you can hate Klay Thompson. I don't care if you love him, hate him. I don't care. Just as a basketball fan that watches the Warriors every single night, can you envision a scenario in which next season tips off and Klay Thompson's wearing a different uniform? What percentage are you putting on that? Is it a 50% chance that he leaves the Warriors? Is it 60%? Or is it 20%? Or do you not see it at all? It's a non-conversation. 888-957-9570 as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HG1 San Francisco.
Look at you.
And Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the Odyssey app. Figure I'd get it out of the way now. Don't forget that you could also watch this every single day on our YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter streams powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first class winning market today. Now I'm looking at the YouTube chat right now. Lisa Thompson, no chance Klay Thompson leaves.
See, I think it's the name, Bonte. It's the Orlando Magic that gives people pause. Like, there's no way, and I'm saying casual fans, but any fan, like, you're going from the Warriors. If it's all on you, Klay, and if it's all about a couple million, but you're choosing the Orlando Magic, an afterthought when it comes to all these big markets. You're leaving the Golden State bleeping the Warriors, the most valuable sports franchise. You're leaving us for them.
But hey, we've talked about it. The player makes the market, and how many times did the New York Knicks whipped on big time free agents?
That's true, but I'm also, if this was another team other than the Orlando Magic, I think people would be taking it more seriously. If this was the Los Angeles Lakers.
You think it's
Lakers,
because it's Orlando?
Correct. I think because it's the Orlando Magic, people aren't taking it seriously.
Well,
if it was the Lakers, people would be like, okay, his dad played there. He's from LA. That scares me. He can't be in a Laker uniform. But because it's the Magic and they're not a threat and they're on the East Coast, they just got bounced in the first round. Yeah, we've heard of Paolo Banchero, but Franz Wagner, I'm not taking them seriously. I think it's the name that people are just having a hard time wrapping their heads around.
Orlando, huh? They don't believe in Orlando Magic. This is a team, they've signed some free agents in the past. They did sign Tracy McGrady at one point. They signed Grant Hill.
I love those shoes.
They were going to sign Tim Duncan. They signed Rashard Lewis. They gave him big money. They had Hedo Turkoglu and Dwight Howard for all those years. They can sign players. Now, you go Paolo Banchero, he's a player you could build around. How many players will sign up to play with a guy like Paolo where you know you're going to get open jumpers off his drives and dribble drive penetration and his post-ups and the way he dominates the mid-block? Wagner. And in the Eastern Conference,
that's what I was getting at.
You have an easier chance of getting to the NBA Finals. You look at the West, and the West is death. The Weston's absolute treacherous.
Like, I could make the argument if the Orlando Magic have a pretty solid to good offseason, they could be in the Eastern Conference Finals next year.
Easily.
If those guys make a jump, we're seeing it with the Minnesota Timberwolves right now. Now, I don't think they're as deep as the Timberwolves, and I don't think Paolo Banchero is at an Anthony Edwards type of level yet as a player and a star. But in the East, I don't have to be going through the Lakers and then the Nuggets and all these other teams. I can get through the Pacers and it just went to Game 7 against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Well, Philadelphia is going to have some changes.
Yes.
Donovan Mitchell, we don't know about his long-term tenure with the Cleveland Cavaliers. We don't know how that's looking. Boston, let's see if they win it. If they don't win it, you got to think they may try to split up Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Maybe, I don't know. They just gave Holiday big-time money. You got to pay Tatum at some point. Do you really want to roll like that? The Knicks.
Yeah.
The Knicks. We'll see about the Knicks. They are going to be around. I think the Knicks will be around.
I'm waiting for the wheels to fall off them still. I know you're higher on them than I think I am.
Tibbs is going to run these guys into the ground. That's what's going to happen.
I love Tom Thibodeau, though.
He's going to run these dudes into the ground. That's the worry there in New York City. But if you're in Orlando, you take Cleveland 7. You're the fifth seed in the Eastern Conference. You exceeded the expectations despite a team that couldn't shoot worth the damn. They can't shoot anything. They can't hit anything. Markelle Fultz can't shoot threes. Mm. Cole Anthony's inconsistent with his jumper. Jalen Suggs can't stay healthy, and he's inconsistent
Franz
with his jumper.
Franz Wagner made like one shot.
He was awful in Game 7.
Yeah.
But that was a learning experience for them. This is the first step for them. You're bringing in Clay. You're bringing in Malik Monk. Oh, now we're taking second round, conference finals. Now you got a veteran who's won some championships. I don't know. Now 510 is saying this on the Xfinity Mobile text line. I'd much rather keep Clay Thompson and trade away Draymond Green.
Well, I think a lot of Warriors fans would share that same sentiment. I just don't think they're doing that. I think Draymond is finishing out this contract. I in no way envision any scenario in which Draymond Green is not a Golden State Warrior next year.
Mm.
The man speaks, and maybe it's just his false bravado and confidence whenever he's talking. That sounds like a guy that has secured his spot in this Warriors organization. I don't think anyone, I should say this, I don't think he fears anyone in that organization. I don't think anyone is going to put their own careers on the line to try to get rid of Draymond Green. Because I think he has entrenched himself so much into that organization's DNA that he has the loudest voice in the room and he has the owner's ear.
Looking at Klay Thompson, and you look at both situations, the Orlando Magic and the Golden State Warriors. As of right now, as of today, what is it, May 7th. Tuesday, May 7th.
2024, the year of our Lord.
Whose future looks brighter? Is it Orlando or is it Golden State?
Ooh.
Whose future looks brighter right now?
I mean,
now?
It's not even, I don't even think it's up for debate. It's the Orlando Magic.
Really?
They have the young star. Who's the young star on the Warriors right now? Kuminga? Is he a star yet? I know Banchero's a star. He's a star.
Kuminga's not there yet.
I think Kuminga is more like a Wagner. Like, they're kind of like, and they were the same draft, if I'm not mistaken. That was the draft where they're the same.
Yeah, Wagner went eight.
Correct.
And you best believe there's people inside their organization who wanted Wagner over Kuminga.
Mm. Yeah, I remember the only guy that was clamoring the table here at 95.7 when he worked with us was Whitey Gleason. Shout out Whitey. He was the only guy clamoring for Franz Wagner. But I think people were down on him because of his brother not panning out, Mo Wagner, who's also on the Orlando Magic. But I'm going with the young guy right now, Paolo Banchero, and I could build around him for the future. I don't know how many years of Stephen Curry I have left. He's still one of the top 10 players in the NBA, but he showed a little slight step back. For Steph standards, which is still better than everyone else, pretty much. But even then, like, are we building around Jonathan Kuminga going forward?
I don't know.
And I don't even know that. But because I know they're building. But I know they're building around Banchero, right?
Yep.
So yes, I'm taking the future of the Orlando Magic right now over the Golden State Warriors, which is crazy to say that. Like, I'm taking the Orlando freaking Magic.
Can you believe that?
Who have been a laughingstock forever.
They are in the Eastern Conference, and that's part of the equation.
That matters in this conversation.
That matters in this conversation because you look at the West and the uphill battle that the Warriors are going to have in the West. Minnesota, OKC, Dallas, Denver.
Lakers are going to do something. Lakers will do something. The Suns, I don't know.
That's a team. The Memphis Grizzlies, as much as I can't stand those guys.
They didn't have jaw.
They're going to be back. They were the number two seed in the Western Conference in back-to-back seasons. Now, I didn't get them anywhere. Got them in the first round. Got them knocked out in the first round in the second round. But, I mean.
Your guy, Taylor Jenkins.
Taylor Jenkins. San Antonio. Who's signing up to play with Wimby?
Oh, you kidding
Should
me?
Should we talk about Clay to San Antonio?
That's actually one I did not think of, which actually could be sneaky great for them.
And then Chris Paul. Where's he going to go? This Clay to Orlando thing definitely has legs to it. I think they could drive up the price on Clay Thompson and make it very hard for him to make a decision. We shall see about that.
And you got to overspend. If you're yeah. Orlando, you got to overspend. Not to cut you off, Devontae. Yeah. Sorry. But if you're in a market like that, you got to overpay for a little bit.
No, you do. You got to pay to play. Kind of like this situation the Giants are in when it comes to baseball players. Oh, you got to pay to play. You have to overpay guys by $50 million to get some players here.
Matt Chapman.
Yeah, that's working out very, very well. Very well. So, I don't know what the Warriors... What is the first order of business the Warriors need to do? Do they need to figure out what to do with Wiggins? Or do they need to go to Stephen Curry and say, hey, Steph, what do you want? Is that the first...
Oh, Thizzle nice. Dance. You go
Thizzle
to
the, dance. You go you to want the Thizzle dance first? You want to Thizzle dance?
I like that.
All right.
I'm not mad at that. No, but what I do is I go to Stephen Curry and I say, Steph, what would you like from us? What can we do for you this season that is reasonable within our parameters? Because we're kind of tight salary-wise, Steph, but what is a move that you are looking at right now? I know you're going to be talking to some people. Yeah. You're going to be with your coach, Steve Kerr, the Olympics. You're going to be chatting up with all these old heads potentially. What is something we could do for you? Do you need to bring Klay Thompson back? Because you wanted Draymond back, we brought him back. Is it the same for Klay?
Well, I think a lot of people... I think Warrior fans were split on Draymond last season.
Well, Klay, but Steph wasn't, though.
No, he wasn't.
Steph was
not. Apparently.
That's the public knowledge, what he said to us.
Well, what is the knowledge?
But I can only say what he said. He wanted Draymond Green back. Steve Kerr wanted Draymond Green back. I can only go from what they said to us.
Yeah.
Now, behind closed doors, it might be a different conversation.
Right. And then what are they going to say in front of a microphone? You're going to say, yeah, we don't really want him back. Nobody does that.
Well, no,
days.
You. But not, what you do say, Bonte, what you do say is, you know, it's a business at the end of the day, and I know these guys.
You can't do that.
It's a bit.
You can't do that.
LeBron does it.
You can't. Well, that's why I don't want LeBron.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, you know, we asked, you know, you go to Steph, say, Steph, what do you want? What do you want to see this team do? It'll be behind closed doors, but do you trust that Steph will say what needs to be done? Like, maybe internally he wants to move off Draymond, but if you ask him, Steph, what do you want from this team, do you think he would actually have the gumption to come out and say,
absolutely,
we need to move off Draymond?
If it came down to that, yes.
I mean, it's apropos, we're talking about Orlando here, where that whole debacle came to place where Draymond got ejected and Steph was crying on the court. Like, maybe Orlando is just the Magic team. Hey, Orlando Magic, I didn't mean to do that. Maybe it is.
It's a three.
That's the team. Thank you. Yeah. Maybe it's just the team right there. Maybe and then Clay's going there. Draymond, we'll see. But they're married to Draymond. I just don't see another team wanting to get him, first of all. Who's out there trying
to go? Market. Yeah,
what market wants to attach?
There's always a sucker, right?
Oh, there is always a sucker in the NBA.
But
there's always
a sucker. I would test that
but
theory,
no, though. You know what, though? I'm not going to call that team a sucker. If a team does trade for Draymond Green, it's a contender. It can help you. Draymond Green still plays at a high level defensively. The problem is everything that happened off the floor overshadowed everything that he did on the floor. On the floor, Draymond Green had another stellar season, but we don't talk about it because he got popped for 18 games and he got ejected out of four other games. But Draymond on the floor, he still shows you how he's valuable. Like, I can't. That's the truth.
Well, it's crazy right now, too, because we're talking about all these teams. There's not that many suckers right now because everyone's actually kind of, like, good. They have good play. Like,
let's pick this up. Let's pick this up on the other side. Danker and Slugger, we get to you on the other side. I want to take your calls, 888-957-9570. That is a number, and that's what's coming up, brought to you by Safeway. We'll get to Klay Thompson and the Golden State Warriors, the state of the Dubs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.